AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says his predecessor is doubling down on his support for insurrection. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Asked if Donald Trump is an insurrectionist.
Certainly they're self-evident.
Colorado Supreme Court yesterday ruled the Constitution's insurrection clause means Trump is not eligible for the state's presidential ballot. In Milwaukee, President Biden stopped short of commenting on the case, which will likely be appealed.
But he certainly supported an insurrection. No question about it. None. Zero. And he seems to be doubling down on about everything.
If he wins back the White House, Trump has pledged to pardon supporters who took part in the Capitol riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
34 years ago in Boston, two black men were accused of a crime they did not commit, the death of a pregnant white woman. It turned out the woman's husband had a role in it. Today, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu said this to the two accused men, Alan Swanson and Willie Bennett.
I am so sorry for what you endured.
The case had Boston split along racial lines. The leader of Hamas is in Cairo for talks on the war in Gaza. The hope is for another ceasefire and the release of more hostages. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has a message for detained Americans.
Do not give up hope, because we have demonstrated time and again that even when something seemed hopeless, it wasn't.
A judge in Oklahoma exonerated a man, Glenn Simmons, who spent nearly 50 years in prison for murder, the longest-serving inmate to be declared innocent of a crime. A seventh person in Tennessee has died from injuries suffered during a string of powerful storms earlier this month that whipped up destructive tornadoes. A sport utility vehicle being pursued by police in Pennsylvania crashed into a body of water. Two men were found dead inside. This is AP News. Rite Aid has been banned from using facial recognition technology from its stores for 5 years.
The settlement with the FTC addresses charges that the drugstore chain did not do enough to prevent harm to its customers, especially black, Latino, Asian, or female shoppers, and implement reasonable procedures. Rite Aid says it disagrees with the allegations, but it's glad it reached an agreement to resolve the issue. The FTC said in a federal court complaint, technology used by the store for several years led to thousands of incorrect matches, including an incident where Rite Aid store employees stopped and searched an 11-year-old girl. I'm Julie Walker.
A boy and a girl were found guilty of murdering a transgender teenager in England earlier this year in a frenzied knife attack that was described by police as horrific. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.